B-Pod Studios.
It's the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9. Your friends, your best friends on the radio, Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. And Tony has a situation he wants to mull over with us. What's the deal, bro?
Okay, so my girlfriend goes to her best friend's house to hang out. Mm-hmm. So her best friend's boyfriend has his best friend come over, and my girlfriend used to hook up with him. So now every time my girlfriend goes over to hang out with her best friend, that guy's there. Should I feel some type of way about that?
Oh, absolutely, because she's having sex with that guy.
Oh, thanks.
Romero! I'm gonna let it...
I'm not even being sarcastic. That's literally... So, hold on a second. So, it's them four hanging out. Two of them are boyfriend and girlfriend, and the other guy is a guy that your girlfriend used to be with.
Yeah, but in the sense that... So, my girlfriend and her best friend, they've been friends for many years, and her boyfriend, that guy, he comes from time to time, most of the time. But, like, I trust my girlfriend completely, so I don't worry about it, but... In my standpoint, should I feel some type of way about it?
But I have a question. Yeah,
not only should you feel some type of way about it, you should definitely not even trust her doing that. You should be there.
Why are you asking other people if you should trust your girlfriend? Don't you know her better than we do?
No, but I trust her completely. It's not that.
Okay.
It's just, should I bring that up to her that I feel some type of way about it? Like, I trust her.
If you trust her, what are you feeling? Like, what are you afraid of?
I guess I shouldn't feel any way about it, but...
Are you sure you trust her?
Because I trust her because I've gone over there and I met the guy and all that. But behind closed doors, guys always have an agenda.
Yeah,
Tony, I'm going to talk to you.
Guys can never get over the fact that other guys have been with their woman too.
Here's what it is, Tony. Do you want to hear something to make you feel better, or do you want to hear the honest truth?
The honest truth, obviously.
Okay, so now pretend that you're not in the situation and someone else is telling you about that situation, okay? A friend of yours is telling you about that situation. And you're looking at it and your first thought is logistically, you're like, all right, so they're over the house. The girlfriend and boyfriend probably leave the room to go hang out and do their own thing. That leaves your girlfriend with a guy that she used to hook up with, just them two alone there hanging out.
Exactly.
What do you think they're doing? That's what I'm saying. Why aren't you there?
What? Oh, my God. This is so ridiculous.
I've gone over there and I hung out, but at times you have to let females hang out themselves. You know?
Yeah, well, they can hang out just them two. This little quartet doesn't make me feel comfortable for you.
He needs to, why does he always have to be there?
Because he lives there and he's one of those guys that doesn't work and just hangs out.
Wait.
And because he's having sex with Tony's girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they were they in a relationship before? Were they just hook up?
I don't think it was a relationship. Yeah, they were just hooking up.
Oh my God, that's even worse, Tony.
Wow.
Tony, listen, you're my friend, and again, you told me you wanted to hear the truth. So I'm telling you that's my opinion. It could be nothing, but
there's more?
Yeah, another thing is, when we, first met, we were honest that we both had a past, that we slept with a lot of people. She was honest to me about
that. Who doesn't?
You know?
Right.
There's times that we go out to the bar or something, and she'll be honest with me. She'll be like, hey, yeah, you know that guy over there? Yeah, I kind of hooked up with him.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating for you, Tony. I appreciate her.
We're honest with each other, so I will do the same, you know? I don't want to hide something.
There's a difference, but, being honest is one thing, but I'm sure a guy doesn't want to hear when you're out at a bar that his woman just had sex with all these guys.
No, man, she's setting you up. You know what she's doing? She's doing, in football or in basketball. Like, every time she comes down the court with the ball, she's giving you the same move so that you know that that's what's coming or that's what you expect, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, she's crossing you over and coming at you from the left side, and that's what she's doing. She's like, listen, I'm always honest with you. Listen, you can come meet the guy so that way you get comfortable. And next thing you know, she's like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with Jeff. And you're like, all right, cool, I like Jeff, I've met him before. And next thing you know, her and Jeff are naked and tussling.
Tony,
exactly.
We don't even know her. Romero is making up a scenario in his head based on someone he doesn't even know. You know this woman. You said you trust her, but it sounds like you don't.
I don't know.
Wow.
She never gave me no reason not to trust her.
Oh, my God.
Then you need to just let that be. You need to trust her. You need to trust her.
If you're having feelings about it, to have a conversation with her.
Yeah, have a conversation where she's going to lie to you.
I thought about it, but I don't want to sound insecure where that's how I feel.
Too late.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Listen, man. Okay, I'll tell you this, Tony. It looks like I'm being outnumbered here. So if you want, you can go with the majority of what the room's saying. But when you find out the truth, I want you to call us back and let us know what happened.
Definitely. Thank you,
Ramon. All right, Tony.
And we'll let you know if the guy hits us up for a second date update with your girlfriend.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my God.
Awesome. You
thank you, Tony.
Have a
thanks,
good
bro.
Weekend.
Bye.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.